Dvar Halacha in Chodes Halvavus, Sunday night, or Le Zion Tevez. So we started talking about Hilchos Oino'ah. We started talking about Hilchos Oino'ah, a sixth, more than a sixth, less than a sixth. And just to go over what we learned and a little more, some shittos hold that in an economy such as ours, for the most part, where there's no fixed market price, so some hold there's no Isser Oino'ah. Some Achrenim hold, Beis Yosef is mashma, that there's no Isser Oino'ah, and there's no fixed market price. But most other Achrenim argue and say that you look at the range. Say something sells, even if there's a wide range, it sells for between 10 and 20 shekel, or 10, 100 and 200 shekel. There could be such a range. So then you take a sixth more than the upper price would be Oino'ah. You wouldn't have exact, so you say, let's say, more than a sixth more than the upper price, or maybe of the upper price exactly a sixth, or below the lower price. Now, how do you determine the range? So that would be, according to the other Achronim, that would be the Oino'ah, once you're above the range or below the range. Now, how do you figure out the range? Some hold you take the majority, which is very difficult to do, obviously, and some say even if you have a minority. So if you're something selling between 100 and 200 shekel, and there's a significant minority, Mustamba, that sells it for 225 shekel. So that's it would be another machlokas, whether you take that significant minority into account, and if that becomes the upper part of the range, or you take the most stores, and then you look at the range that way. Another shaila is that there's different markets. If you buy a cup of coffee in a makolet, and you buy it in Starbucks, or if you walk into the lobby Statler Hilton, what do they make now, a new hotel, Waldorf Astoria, and you order a cup of coffee there, so that's acceptable, that's not Oino'ah, that's acceptable, it's understood that the ambience and the chashivas of the place where you're buying it, so that also has to be taken into account. So that's why it's very, very difficult to be koveya Oino'ah. As I said, also you have to take expenses into account. You know, if a person's in a mall and is paying a high rent and he's paying a lot for a place, for electricity or the shmira, it's different than, you know, your local grocery, the makolet store. So all these things make it really very difficult to apply Oino'ah to a free market economy. Okay. I refer you to the Chosh Mishpat experts about the poil, what's done. Okay, Chayvus Halavus are in Perek Yud of Shar HaYichud, the last Perek of Shar HaYichud. You may want to tell your wives, we're starting Shar HaBitachon this coming Sunday, a week from today, we're starting again Shar HaBitachon on Sundays, and on Wednesdays we've started already one or two Shiurim on Shar HaVoidus Elokim. So Shar HaVoidus Elokim on Wednesdays and Shar HaBitachon on Sundays. We're finishing Shar HaYichud here. Oh well, not finishing, it's a very long parak. He's talking about the problem we face in describing Hashem. On one hand, he says you have to describe it in a way that people can be toe-face it, or else they won't know what they're talking about, and you can't serve an entity that you have no conception of whatsoever. On the other hand, when you talk about Einei Hashem or Oznei Hashem or Vayishma Hashem, or v'tachas raglov kalivnas eser as an asapir, or v'yorach Hashem, or v'yar Hashem, v'yinocham Hashem, v'yizkar Elokim, v'yishma Hashem. This is all, it's a hashpalah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, it's just, so the Chavis Olam says, we just have to do that. There's no other Eitzah. We have to give it over in terms that people can grasp, and we're relying on sophisticated thinkers to understand that it's just a lavush, it's just a way of description, and they can delve into it and try to figure out, let's say, Vayar Hashem, just means he became aware of it in a certain way. And Vayishma Hashem means, well, he doesn't become aware of it either. He said, that's also wrong. Hashem doesn't become aware of something. Right? So, Hashem's awareness of it is, it could be stronger, or at least the reaction. I don't know. You know, it's a very difficult concept, so maybe I shouldn't even try to explain it. But when you talk about Vayar Hashem, Vayishma Hashem, so that's different. It reflects some sort of difference, just like by people it reflects a difference. Even when she named her kids, Ki Ro Hashem Esonyi, Ki Shama Hashem, right? You talk about seeing and hearing. It's all different things, and you talk about some physical. So it's all mishalim, and we have to rely on. He says, what we do is we give people, and then people, according to the way they're able to conceptualize, so they'll deal with it. The people who just have to think of it as if they would think of a human, like I was saying today. And then the Shia today, when Hashem talks to the person, there's no sound waves. Hashem doesn't have vocal cords. There's no sound waves hitting your eardrums. That's not how Hashem talks. We don't know how Hashem talks. We don't. The Novi does know. But it's something. So you figure it out. He says, but if you would just use ruchniyistika terms or ruchniyistika concepts, so no one would know what you're talking about, and you wouldn't be able to get started in feeling any type of relationship with Hashem and being able to serve. You can't serve what you don't know, says the Chaim of Lovos. So you have to have some conception, and the only way we have of giving some conception of Hashem is to use human terms. Then he gives a very nice marshal. It's a funny marshal. He says a poor man came to a rich person, and he had to give him food. For whatever reason, he had to give him food to get on the road. So the guy had behemoths. So the usher gave most of the food to the behemoths, and he gave the beer necessities to the people. And then he explained them. So Chazal Lovos goes on to explain the nimshal, the marshal, the nimshal. He says, "Lamaisa, the behemoths are carrying you, so we have to feed the behemoths, make sure they have enough to eat. But you're not going to get anywhere. You could be a little hungry. You'll eat when you get to where you're going. You'll eat. But if we don't feed the behemoths, you're never going to get to where you're going. The behemoths are carrying you." He says, what carries us in our understanding of Hashem is the Gashmiyustika terms. And that's why we have to be heavy with Gashmiyustika words and Gashmiyustika terms. He actually uses the phrase, Dibratara Kaloshim B'nei Adam, which is not really the way the Gemara uses the term, Dibratara Kaloshim B'nei Adam, but Chazal Lovos uses the phrase to mean these things, the Einei Hashem and Vayar Hashem, V'chulu. And he says, so we have to feed the way people will understand. That carries us. That carries us. And then again, the sophisticated, intelligent. The more intelligent you are, the more interested you are. You'll delve into it, and you'll come to an understanding of what it means. Hashem saw, and what it means. Hashem heard, and what it means. Einei Hashem, and what it means. Raglei Hashem, and what it means. Vayorach Hashem and so on. And sometimes the Malbim explains things. It's not necessarily that you have to learn Kabbalah or Tanya. Many times you have the Barbanel explaining it, you have the Malbim explaining it, you have Rav Hirsch explaining it. There are Sfarim that explain these things many times. You can certainly start understanding the words. He says, but we have to, the Torah has to be heavy with the feeding the animal, meaning feeding the Gashmiyustika person words that can start to give him a grasp that could carry him to delve into it further. Okay, stop here.